What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. Good to have you here with us. I'm glad Rashawn's up in the building right now, my friend, listening and tuning in. Hope you're doing well. I want to call this episode Guarding Your Deposit. If you've ever had a family recipe, heard a story this week about a recipe book that, you know, that a great grandmother had and passed down to a mom. And now this mom is wanting to give it to her son's wife when he gets married someday. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, we're like first generation recipe builders. You know what I mean? But this recipe book was so valuable, right? They've just guarded it because it had memories attached to it. And, you know, it was a lot to do with the family history and all these things. And food was so emotional to them. And they guarded it. Anything that's valuable in your life, you're going to guard. If a fire busted out today, what are you grabbing? You know what I mean? You'll probably grab your passports. That's pretty valuable. I don't know. I may grab some basketball cards. I don't know. Whatever you got that's valuable to you. I got old newspapers I've been saving up. Maybe a pair of Jordans or whatever. Whatever's valuable to you. Oh, your kids. That's right. Grab your children. But you know something? Whatever's valuable to you, you're going to guard and you're going to protect. And really, the preservation of those things shows your value of them, right? You know, I mean, a lot of people have fine china that they put in some kind of whatever, you know. What do you call those things? Yeah, let's just like a china cabinet. Oh, it's called a china cabinet? Okay. Well, you put your fine china in a china cabinet. But what you value, you protect, you display. Somebody just bought my son a massive Lego, kind of like a rocket ship Lego thing. And my kid's like five, and it's so nice, and it was so much money. I'm like, Isaac, you're building it once, and then you're never going to touch it again. We're going to put it on the shelf and start collecting your, you know. I mean, this was like the Apollo space mission, and I'm like, yeah, we're not dismantling this again. But when Paul was writing Timothy, he said something so interesting to him. He said, I want you to guard what's been entrusted to you. 1 Timothy 6:20 says, Timothy, guard what's been entrusted into your care. Turn away from godless chatter and opposing ideas, which is falsely called knowledge, which some have professed false knowledge, and doing it, they departed from the faith. Grace be to you all. So Paul is saying, look, you need to guard what's been committed into your trust. You need to guard the principles that have been instilled to you, the things that shaped your heart that God has given you. Fight for those things. Don't let that ground go. And I feel like the day we live in today, man, people are not guarding what they've been given. You realize it because doctrine is so non-concrete anymore, right? People are trying to, when you're trying to create a new right and a new wrong, you're not guarding what you've been given. The family recipe doesn't change. If I hand it to you, you're going to do it exactly the way it was because for four generations, that's how we've done it. When it comes to faith and the principles of God that has shaped our world and the world around us, they don't change. And I found myself as kind of an old soul because it's like, look, these things have been entrusted to me. These things have been instilled to me. We're not giving that ground up. Like somebody paid a price for these things, right? It's like Revelation. When George Whitefield preached in our churches during the Great Awakening, they talked about a new birth experience. And we didn't know that they were talking about being born again. They probably didn't even know what it fully meant. And they wanted you to wrestle at the altar until you felt a release. And if you felt a release, then that meant I'm saved. What? That's bizarre. That was Revelation. And then it gets handed down to the church where we realize today, if you want to be born again, you believe in your heart, you confess with your mouth, it's that easy. But then you wrestled for 3 weeks to feel a release. And revelation is a ground that we can't give up. Revelation and faith and Timothy, guard what I've given you. You are the guard now for faith and trust to make sure it doesn't get spoiled in another generation. You know, we're going to talk a lot about how revelation is unfolding and it grows with generation after generation in a moment after the break. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about guarding what's been entrusted to you. Look, you've heard teaching, you've sat under, some of you sent her some jack stuff you need to get rid of, but you've heard teaching. One of our churches in West Haven, Connecticut, man, there's some faithful moms in there, you know, and they sat under amazing Bible teachers, Norville Hayes, some of the great faith teachers of all time. Of course, Dr. Brian Simmons, stuff like that. And when you get somebody that's been so rich in God, you don't give that up. You don't let go of that place in your life. And I realize that more than just guarding it now, there's been a full-fledged, all-out assault on principles and faith that some of y'all just ain't guarding it anymore. You need to go get it back. And you need to fight a little bit for the things that God gave us at first. Look, every time God comes and he visits a people, he comes with a knowledge and an understanding. In the 40s and 50s, he came with healing, right? We were like, wow, man, divine healing is real and God can do it. Then there was discipleship. And then there was, you know, all types of prophetic ministry and, you know, in serving, you know, servant evangelism, all these things that have come out on earth. Man, I don't believe we're supposed to camp at any of them. I believe God gives them to us to add upon them so we would get a full understanding of the kingdom and we would do exactly what he's calling us to do on the earth. But when there's an all-out assault against it, there's a reason Paul said, you better guard this. You better guard this. Why would he say guard it? Because the enemy wants to do, I don't know, what he's doing today. The enemy wants to pick off faith, pick off Holy Spirit living, pick off radical Christianity to where we've been reduced to this like ugly looking, no leader having, no freedom, follow anybody but the Lord. Think about it. I mean, you don't shape this world for God pleasing people, right? We live in a day where that boldness has not been guarded. It's a pack mentality. It's actually not, you're not a part of a faith group if you just run off to where everybody else believes. I see it in politics all the time. Last week, you couldn't mention the word kids and border without somebody manifesting a devil. I wish these same people would preach the gospel. I wish these same people would stand for faith in the things that really matter in life. I'm serious. Look, of course kids at the border matter. Don't be weird. But the greatest gift on this earth is salvation. The deficit in this nation and in the nations of the world is a spiritual one. When we can see a great awakening change this land, I don't know, like it did before? Like the recipes that we have for this nation? Then we would see the fruit that we desire. Or let's just bring more awareness, keep complaining and crying, and getting upset with one another and getting nothing at all accomplished on this earth. It's a spirit. Look, if you're a Christian, don't fall into the ditch of politics. Care, vote, be aware. Look, y'all come in here and you see the TV on the news right now. Of course you're aware. That's not my gospel. I don't exist to defend the Constitution. I realize, I'm sorry. I get it. I'm more American than you. My Constitution, I'm talking to military men. My Constitution is ours, is the Word of God. That has to reside a little bit over the government's one. And that's how, of course, we need to see both areas transformed. We're not going to do it blending in, being forgettable, not standing for the gospel, because what if it's offensive? Really? So if signs and wonders and speaking in tongues and the gifts of the Spirit become popular, then you're in? I don't even want you in at that point. We've got to believe now and guard the things that have been entrusted to us. We got preachers in the pulpit that don't guard it. We've let these principles go. We have. And I feel like an old soul to a degree that, man, we got to get some things back. We've got to restore the order of God. We've got to, you know, I feel here I am in New England. Look, I feel like things have been given to us. I feel like Whitfield entrusted something to me. I feel like Brian Simmons and all these fathers and mothers that went on before us in New England, they entrusted some things to me. Well, I ain't giving up the ground that easy. When you guard what you've been given and you guard what has been put in your trust, then I believe you have the foundation. The roux is there. The base of the stew is there. And now, let's just add everything else to it. But we've got to get the base right. If your broth ain't right, if the base isn't right, you're not going to get everything else right. So I charge you today, don't give up the ground. Fight to take back the things that shape this world. You know better than that. You've been taught right. You've been raised right. Go back to those things and then start anew. Father, we love you. We thank you for this. Seal it in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.